Welcome to Hillside Baptist Church Podcast. We are a church that is committed to preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is our privilege to open God's Word with you. It is our prayer that you receive the message from the man of God with an open heart. That through God's Word, you are encouraged and equipped to face life's challenges. But most importantly, it is our prayer that you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you haven't already. If you'd like to connect with us, you can do so at hillsidebc.com, find us on Facebook, or send us an email at info@hillsidebc.com. We hope that you benefit from today's message and that you would share it with a friend. But let's now open our hearts and God's Word.
Amen. The sweetest name I know. What an exciting song to welcome me back to America. I appreciate that. If we was in Kenya this morning, we would still be on song number two because we sing just slightly slower than you do. I can't even read the words that fast. So if you want to laugh at me, sit near me tonight and you can laugh away. I don't know how to sing that fast. We're so thankful, Hillside, for you. I want you to know that you are a special church. And I would say that every church I go to, but here I mean it. And I really appreciate the way that you care for us. Your pastor, my good friend, and he's been a real blessing to me over the past couple of years. I appreciate the way he ministers to me directly, and I am thankful for that. We are so thankful for what God has done in the land of Kenya since we saw you last. 2020 was not a fun year. Probably wasn't fun for you either. We introduced the last Sunday of 2020. I got home and my phone rang about an hour after I got home from church. Last Sunday of the year, our service was 3.5 hours and we had a great time. I figure if they sing for 2 hours, I can preach for one. And so we had a great time, but I don't understand why, but one of our young men went home after church that day and committed suicide. And so we had to begin 2021 dealing with a family in the church that are really struggling. We didn't understand. Still to this day, we don't understand. But it's life, and you move on. 2021 was not a fun year. Donna and I both lost a parent, and it was tough times trying to figure out and being so far away, and just glad that God's grace is sufficient. 2023, we began, and we saw how God had taken the things we learned in 21. We were able to apply them in 22, but the Kenya government had not opened things up yet. There was a real fear of COVID there, and we didn't have it, not anything like you did, thank God. I think the immunity of Kenya's people because of malaria and cholera, but it was a tough year, 2023, trying to get things done, 2022. But I thank God in these last few months that we have seen some great and mighty works. We thank God for the fact that we've been able to organize one of our little churches, our young mission groups, and they are now able to stand and be able to stand with their own authority. And it's exciting to know that that's how the job is done. We start with a group of people, little Bible study, build it into a mission work, and then one day we're able to organize them into a Bible Baptist church. And that was an exciting day. God is already working with this group of people. We were renting a facility, and you just never know sometimes what God is going to do. And because of COVID, the guy doubled our rent. I don't know why. Anyhow, he decided that was a good idea. And so we were looking for something to do. And one of the men in the community said, "Listen, I have about 1/4 acre here sitting empty. I'll rent it to you." And I began to think, rent. Okay, so you're probably going to talk about some exorbitant amount, $17 a month. We said yes, and we started renting the piece of property. We were able, by God's grace and with the help of the churches there in Kenya, we were able to build a temporary building on that property, and that's where the church is meeting today. Just a couple of weeks ago, the owner of that property approached us. I'd already come to the States. He approached and said, if you'd like, I'll sell you that piece of property. And we think he's going to sell us that piece of property in a pretty good location. It's probably not even going to be $3,000. And we've already got a building on the land. It's well worth the amount that he's asking. And we are so thankful for what God has done. Two of our churches had roof problems this past, over the last few years. Roofing material, all of a sudden that we didn't know, declared to contain asbestos. So we've been dealing with that, and but God has provided. We've been able to put new roofs on both churches. God continues to get the praise, honor, and glory. And the good thing is, thanks to you and your prayers and your love for us and your gifts, as you give unto the Lord through God's plan of Faith Promise Missions, I want you to know that there are many new souls in heaven because of you. Amen. So thank you for doing the part that you do to help us to be able to reach Kenya with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We'll be in 2 Peter chapter 1 this morning. I'm so thankful that the opportunity to come and speak with you today, and this has not been a service that's been scheduled for a long time. Pastor and I met each other a few weeks ago, and he said, I don't know why, but God is just telling me to ask you. And I said, I don't know why either. But I accept. And I thank God for Pastor Bingham and his blessing, what he does. And so I hope he's having a good time preaching where he is this morning. I'm going to enjoy being here with you. The only thing is, would you all warm it up outside? It's a little cold. I got on a plane at 87 degrees, middle of the afternoon, and then we landed in Dubai, and it was 97 degrees there at midnight. And it was just lovely. And then y'all Missourians, you got to turn the temperature down. Somebody said, wait a week. I think it's going to be wait a month before this missionary will be warm again. But that's all right. You know, we're coming to the end of the year. Last Sunday, 2023. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it to the last Sunday of 2023. You know, that little kick in the back of your mind, am I going to die of COVID or some other disease? Sunday school lesson this morning, talk about the things we eat. Maybe I'd get sick from eating termites or goat that is not fully cooked, or even pastries with rat meat inside. You just never know. All things to all men that I might by all means witness to some. It's a great time. 2023 has been a great year, and there's a lot of things we can all think about, I'm sure, in your life. There have been good times, and there's probably been some bad times. I know for our family there has, but yet we thank God for what he has done. Peter, though, as he began this second epistle, he began to think about something that was a bit different to me, and as I began to think about it, I realized that this was something that I needed to take to heart. In 2 Peter chapter 1, he begins with a bit of a study of what maybe where he's come from, or maybe more, where we have come from. He begins there in 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse number 1. Simon Peter. I'm glad he used his full name. In the other epistle, he just put Peter. I like it. He listed his whole name. Then he says, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. What a great way to begin this discussion in 2 Peter, as Peter begins to describe to us, he's more speaking to believers here, as he begins to encourage and to strengthen us that we would be more like Christ. I think that was Peter's desire. Of all the apostles, he's the one that probably didn't deserve to be called an apostle. He had denied Christ and all the things that he'd done, but it seems like Peter got it right towards the end of his life. I just turned 60 this last week, and I know I'm still a kid, just turning 60, I'm beginning to realize that I'm not as young as I used to be. Peter was getting old, and he was beginning to think about things that were going to come, and he said, as a servant, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, he then reminds us that the Christian life begins with faith. I don't know about you, but I need faith. When you climb into that steel tube, y'all do it all the time, you're not worried about it, but climbing into that steel tube, and they tell you we'll be landing in 16 hours and 31 minutes. And then you look out the window and there's nothing. We flew from Africa to within 700 miles of the North Pole and making that journey to finally arrive in Dallas. I don't know how that works, but we got there. But I tell you, it takes faith to climb into that airplane for that amount of time and trust them that they have the right food and the right drink that this Doug Stamper wants. You know, we have to trust a lot of things. But as sinners, we had to trust in Christ, didn't we? We had to have faith. Faith that God was able to save us from our sins. Peter went on in verses 3 and 4, and he talks about how that what he had done and how Christ had worked. Faith was given unto us. He talks about the precious promises, and he goes on to deal with the being partakers of the divine nature. You and I, as Christians, we need to not only be Christians, but we are supposed to be like Christ, to partakers of His nature. That's what He wants us to do. And we've been able to do that by faith, and we've been able to overcome the corruption Peter talked about of this world that is there because of lust. I'm so glad that our life, my life as a believer, began by faith when my father was able to take the Bible and show me how I could believe on Jesus Christ as a young boy. Still didn't know hardly which side was left and which side was right, but I knew I needed a Savior. Thanks, Dad, for helping me to find my faith in Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible tells us that we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and we'll be saved. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I don't know about you, I still like this hard copy Bible. I still want to be able to hold the Word of God in my hand, and don't call me while I'm in, no, it's not my phone. You know, I'm glad that the faith that I have came because a dad took time to share with me. And then a pastor and several pastors and several Sunday school teachers have taken time to share with me. And then some professors at a little college down the road, as they taught me how that I needed to trust in Jesus Christ. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But Peter goes on and he shares with us the next part of the scenario, beginning in verse number 5. Look with me there. 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 5. And beside this, beside faith, beside the fact that we can walk with Christ, giving all diligence, that means put 100% effort. Giving all diligence. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. A list. I'm not real good with lists. I can memorize them for a test, but you know, it's really hard when you look through. But I began to understand this. Add to your faith. Faith is what we use to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, to call upon His name. And I hope if you're here this morning that you've done that. If you haven't, let me encourage you, find your faith today. What a great way to end the year. If you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, you could become one in 2023. And start 2024 tomorrow morning with Christ in your heart. But for all of us, when we have that faith, when it's established in our hearts, then Peter reminded us, add to your faith virtue. Add to your faith virtue. This is not an easy thing to add virtue, but virtue has to do with being morally excellent, being that which can be used. You know, a farmer, he has a piece of land, and he goes out and he plows that land and fertilizes it and harrows it and discs it and plants it and does all of that. But you know, if that land doesn't bring forth a harvest, it's not very good land. What he wants is land that produces crops, and it's therefore declared to be excellent. When I pick up that 13-millimeter wrench, y'all call it half inch, when I pick that 13mm up, I want that 13mm to do its job, to tighten that bolt. And if it does, you know what happens? I put it very gently back in the toolbox. When that 13mm doesn't do its job, it gets thrown. Sometimes it lands in the toolbox. You know, I want to be excellent. And add to your faith, virtue. And then to your virtue, knowledge. So we need to try to be right, be that which God would have us to be in this world. And then knowledge, that means we should be continuing to learn. Isn't it true? The day you stop learning is the day you start dying. Or that's what mom told me, so I'll see whether that's true or not. I'm just going to keep learning just to keep safe, make sure I do it right. You know, we just need to learn how to live life successfully and to be what God wants us to be. Then he said, add to knowledge, temperance. If you were to be with me on African roads, you would learn a little bit about temperance or self-control. In fact, it's a little hard in Missouri these days because in Africa we have speed limits, but they're not even posted. All right, I don't have to worry about speed limits because nobody else obeys them, except for where the one traffic cam is. That usually is not working. But temperance, we need to have that. But Solomon wrote that he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. We need to have that self-control, that ability to go well and to do well through all the things that come before us in life. Add to your now temperance, patience. Patience. James said in his epistle, let patience have her perfect work. Let patience have her perfect work. 2 years ago while I was here, I officially moved my residency to the state of Missouri. We used to live in another state, we won't name names, but in another place. And on January 2nd, 2022, I appeared at the DMV or whatever y'all call it, and I walked out with a license, even though my current license was another state, and I walked out with a full license in 31 minutes. I'm beginning to think it's a fake license. Now, I also have another license, which is for Africa, in Kenya specifically. I've had a license in Kenya now, and I've not changed areas of Kenya. I live in the same place I lived when I first got my license. But I got this license when I was technically still too young to drive. It's a long story, but the government made a mistake and didn't read my date of birth right. And I was given a license, and then we went in 2022 as they converted from the old format to a nice card license. Before, it was a book they had to carry with you everywhere you went. Well, I went in the first time, and all they wanted to do was take my fingerprints and make sure that I was who I said I was. Then I had to book an appointment 3 weeks later and go back in with the old license and have that verified. The only problem is, 3 weeks later, they would not accept me. And so I hadn't ended up going 5 weeks later. And finally, after sitting in the office and in the queue there for 3.5 hours, I think there were 9 people ahead of us, 3.5 hours, we finally were called up, and they accepted the money. Of course, that's all they wanted. And then told us that everything would be well, and we could have our pictures taken. If you look at my picture, they have their cameras set for people of a slightly different skin color. And so I'm a washed out blob, and that makes me feel good. Then they said, come and get your license. In 7 days, they'll be ready. I went at 7, I went at 14, I went at 21, and finally at 28 days, I got my license. Thank God you live in Missouri, all right? It ain't so bad. You're still enjoying good fuel prices. We're $7 a gallon and been there forever, and it's going to get worse again. Patience. Patience is that ability to endure when you have to sit in line forever and ever. Or you go to the government office and you wait all day and you sit there and you find out that the government officer never came in the morning. He was sick. But they didn't tell you he was sick. They let you sit there the whole entire day. You go home, hour and a half drive, come back the next day, and within 5 minutes helped and out the door. Just to be able to show the missionary, we know what we are doing. Patience. That's a hard one for me. That's why I camp there a little bit. I need patience. And we need patience in our Christian lives, don't we? Add to your temperance patience. But that's not the end. Then he said, add to patience godliness. Godliness has to do with our relationship with God and those around us. I'm supposed to be godly before him, but the problem is he knows me. He sees me as I am. He understands everything, but I've got to be godly before others. And then I'm to add to godliness brotherly kindness. You know, that's that practical love, being able to give a dollar, being able to help someone, to lift them in their time of need. Then he said, add to your brotherly kindness charity. Charity is that love that is willing to sacrifice, not only for my good, but sometimes when it's not my good, still loving others. That's what that love is all about. And Peter, as he's writing, he says, beside this, give all diligence, add to your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. And then he goes on in verse 8 and he says, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. If we grow spiritually, if we have that growth in our lives, we will be able to be found good. We shall not fail. What an enjoyable time it is. You see, the problem that we have today is a lot of Christians believe that I need to be like pastor. I need to be like brother so-and-so or sisters. I need to be like them. I need to imitate them. I need to... And that's not what God wants. God wants you to imitate him. Be like him. Now, the good thing is, I come from a family of 3 children, and I'm the best, of course. But we were 3, and you know what? None of us are alike. We're all different. Because we are the offspring of mom and dad, but yet each one of us have grown to be a different person than the other. For some, and sometimes that's good. Mary might tell you that sometimes it's not so good when dad gets a little upset. I haven't been able to spank her in a long time. Maybe I should do that again. You know, we need to be like Christ. Let me be godly. Let me be the example that he is, and I live for him as I work together with others. Peter went on to say there that I want you to be fruitful. And as he began to talk about it, he says there in those verses, you shall abound, you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. Verse 9, he goes on, but he that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off. He is forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, verse 10, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. You know what? Oh, fall. I fail sometimes to read the right word. You know what? I want to do what's right. I want to be a success. I want to be able to make dad proud of me. I want to be able to do what I need to do to be able to show up. But most of all, I want my Heavenly Father to be proud that I've done what he wanted me to do. I don't want to fall. I want to be found faithful. But Peter realized that there's a problem. Look at verse 12. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them. Aha. Peter understood that there's a lot of things that we know, but we don't do. Do you have anything you know and you don't do? I don't. You don't have to answer. It's okay. He says, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. We need to be rock hard, solid for him. Yea, I think it's meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Isn't it amazing? Verse 12, remember. Verse 13, remember. Verse 14, he goes on, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. I don't know about you, but I love to look at similarities in the Word of God. Peter forgot that he was a follower of Jesus Christ three times. He denied Christ three times. Christ, when Christ spoke to Peter, Christ had to speak to him and he repeated it, "Do you love me? Feed my sheep." Not once, not twice, but three times. Now notice what Peter did here. He said, put you in remembrance. Put you in remembrance that you may be, these things are always in remembrance, three times. It seems like Peter thinks better when he gets things in triplicate. He understood things. I don't know what your magic number is, but Peter said, I need to remember. And he said, I want you to remember. And what's amazing is here, if you understood what he said. He said, I want you to remember the things that I have told you. And then he said, as long as I have the ability, while in this tabernacle, this body, I want to be able to continue to help you to remember. But then he went on and he said, even after I'm gone, after this tabernacle is finished, I want you to still remember. I thought it was a great analogy for you and I today. That we never forget what God wants us to do. That we never forget that we are to be faithful. And because we have faith, And because we can then take that faith and add those things on top of it, virtue and knowledge and self-control and being able to love others as we should, if we're able to do that, Peter said, we would not fall. And we'd be able to bear fruit. And that's what God wants from us this year. God wants you to remember the things of 2023 that went well and praise Him for those things. And He wants you also to take the things of 2023 where maybe you threw the wrench instead of putting it back. He wants you to take those things and learn the lesson and apologize. I already apologized to the wrench. And some other people that I needed to apologize to. I need to remember. I need to remember. You see, this is not anything new. The Word of God is not new. It's the Word that I have preached to you today, but Peter preached it, and we've just basically read what he preached. But he preached it because he heard it preached by Jesus Christ. The problem is, Jesus Christ can't preach it to us today. He's here with us, but He's not able to preach to us except through His Word. Peter's not able to come and preach today, even though he would like to, and we read his writings that he was given, that he gave to the church, but he can no longer teach us verbally the things that we need to know. But I can, as long as God gives me strength. And I want to encourage you today, Hillside, can we make 2024 a more fruitful year? Because of the faith that we have, because of then the fact that we've added to that faith those things that Peter said, if we add those things to our life, we become more like Him. If we can add those things to our life, we will bear fruit. That's what Peter said. That's what the Word of God says. You only heard Doug say it because I read it. You and I, if we will simply apply ourselves, remember the faith that we were given, and then apply ourselves to add on top of that faith the things that God has so simply provided. Many of these things you're taught right here, praise God. But at the same time, you need to learn them on Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday as well. We need to continually be learning from the Word of God. You see, today, I want you to remember what the Bible says. Remember what God has done in your life. Remember the things where you messed up and you need to fix them. Remember to fix them. Remember, and then let's get out there and let's bear fruit. Remember the Word of God. Peter said, I'm going to put you into remembrance. Now, get out there and bear fruit. And then he turned around and what did he do? He said it again. As long as I'm in this body, as long as I have the strength, I'm going to continue to remind you, remember, and get out there and bear fruit. And he said, even when I'm gone, I want you to remember and I want you to bear fruit. That's our challenge for the new year. It's not just my job, although I'm happy to go to that country and I still have to sit with my flag. I'm happy to go to Kenya on your behalf, but I want you to know I'm not going there because of you. I'm there because Dad sent me. Not that one. He took me there the first time, but then the greater Dad said, you better stay. I'm going there because my Father in heaven wants me to go. And He keeps reminding me, remember, 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 don't forget, and go and bear fruit. You know, the word of Doug will one day be forgotten. I don't like to think about that day, but it's going to come. Unless he comes first. But that's okay. Because the word of Doug is fallible. Doug reads wrong words and and Doug is 60 years old. I'm allowed a mistake or two. But it's okay. Because Doug wants to preach the Word of God. And I want in 2024 to make my dad a promise, that dad, that I'm going to meditate on this Word a little bit more. And I'm going to try and follow it with all of my ability. But I'm not going to forget what has happened in the past. The places where I've done well, I'm going to say, thank you, Lord, let's do it again. And the places where I haven't done well, let me try and fix them with His grace and with His strength. Remember and be fruitful. Go and bear fruit.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It is such a privilege to share God's Word with you. If God has spoken to your heart because of the message, stop right now and respond to whatever it is God is asking of you. Don't wait another minute. You can pray right where you're at and ask God for His help. If this message has helped you in any way, we would love to hear from you. Let us know if you have any questions or we can help you with your decision. Jesus asked His disciples, "Who do ye say that I am?" And He offers the same question to you today. What would your answer be?